Good evening, YouTube family. This evening is March 12th, 2015, and I have a rather solemn message for you. I'm a little bit numb right now, so I'm going to share with you what the Lord discussed with me this evening. I've been having issues about timing. Like, what's new about that? Everybody has them. But I've been having issues about timing because the Lord told me I was going to accomplish everything He put in my heart, that I'd have a peace about it. And He didn't say what the time frame would be. But I assumed it was before the rapture. So I was a little bit surprised this evening because I was bringing this up to Him. This is bothering me, Lord. He said, can we talk about it? I said, yes, that would help me immensely. He began, I never told you the time frame in which you would get this done. I just told you that you would complete everything I've given you to do. But I didn't say when. But Lord, you inferred before the rapture, and also you've told me that you'd thrown up obstacles to give your bride more time. Now I am very, very confused because I can sense that things are really, really ramping up. Well, let me clear the clutter for you. First of all, I did promise that all would be accomplished. I know you thought it would be before the rapture, but I didn't give you any time frame. Oh, help me, Lord. You can see I'm falling into an unbelief trap. Steady as she goes, he said. Steady as she goes, my love. Hold on. You must be patient. There's going to come a time when everything you have wanted to do, which I've put in your heart, is going to be completed after the rapture. After? Yes, after. But you said you were giving your bride more time. I just did give her more time. But I sensed or felt that you meant years, like a couple of years or 3 years. Well, I never clarified that for you because I'm still waiting for my Father's word. There is timing involved, acute timing involved. Okay, well, I'm a little stumped. There goes that unbelief again. Yep, guilty as charged. Oh, help me, Jesus. At this point, I needed to make a fire and heat dinner up for Ezekiel, and it was a welcome break. I knew that if I went to him, he would help me out of my confusion. Am I being toyed with, or is this truly Jesus? I'm back, and it is Jesus. Well, are you satisfied and at peace? Yes, Lord, I am. You asked me to help you. He's my mouthpiece and protection for you, sweet bride. Jesus, how can you call me sweet when I question you so much? I'm not offended. Your irascibility only gives me the opportunity to display my meekness and humility for my children. In other words, if I can be meek and humble with Claire, surely you can be meek and humble with one another. You see, I make good use of your stubbornness. Truly, Lord, you're gentle and forgiving. Thank you for being so patient with me. It wasn't difficult. I love you and I understand your struggles, which, by the way, are universal to all men. But now that we've settled that, I need to fill you in. I'm here, Lord. He kissed my forehead. Well, because time is short, I have you both on the fast track to wrap up these messages and prepare yourselves for that day. Only in prayer and steadfastness will you weather the terrific storm that is about to hit America and the world. Each day I want the two of you to make sure you are solid and prepared at any moment. How will we know we're prepared? You're going to feel a deep peace. It's been edging up on both of you. Just continue to keep your focus and understand there is no time to waste. Please, buckle down and work hard to organize your messages and leave behind what I've given you. Claire, are you listening? Lord, I'm foggy. It's that sugar you ate. Whoops. Well, just bear with me. There's going to be a limited nuclear exchange, enough to throw the world into a panic and set the stage for Obama to take the reins of peace and be declared as the hero. Your country will be in pandemonium and communications will be knocked out temporarily. But in order to enforce martial law, communication will be necessary. After all, how can the victor enjoy his victory without broadcasting it all over the world? Your country will recover from this devastation more quickly than anyone would expect, because everything is in place with full knowledge of what is coming. Your country will no longer be a world power. She will have massive issues of reconstruction and contamination to deal with. Make no mistake, those underground cities will contain the important people, while everyone else struggles on the surface. Law and order will be out of control. Criminals will take full advantage to rape and pillage. Life will be a mess. But the very day that the bombs fall, that's the day that I'm coming for you. Lift up your heads and watch the sky. I'm coming for you that same day. Let me repeat myself. Lift up your heads. I'm coming for you that very day. Do not fall into despair. Do not panic. I have warned you over and over again. Your redemption draws nigh. This is the moment of eternity you've been waiting for. Lord, I'm speechless. Well, it's coming. As surely as I am, it is coming. Do not give in to fear. Stand your ground. Raise your eyes to the heavens. I'm coming. Lord, help us. I've already placed my angels to help you. You will not stumble or fall. All is in place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. You see, I wanted to confirm this to you, but I had to wait until you were more secure in our communications. Jesus, I'm really numb. I know. It's a lot to take in, but I prepared you well, and you'll pass in flying colors. Is that all, Jesus? For now, yes. And that's the end of the message.